Gee, Golgotha, it is finished. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. G is number 7. 7 is the number of completion in the Bible. If you unfold it and you look at the letter G, everything circles around and goes back to the center point, right? There's another letter that circles around. What is it? I forgot now. I know it. I've been working like a maniac. So, G, Golgotha, is finished. The Freemasons know that the G stands for the cross. The high-level Freemasons know that you're in a book. They know you're in a book. They know that words are powerful. The witches know that words are powerful. That's why they put out cast a spell. That's why they do things backwards. If they can get you to believe that their spell works, they've already won. But if you're under the blood of Jesus, their spell won't do anything. The words Why do you think they have spelling bees? Spelling bee. Think about it. Bee. Spelling bee. Witchcraft. Be a spell caster. If you're a born again saint, all you have to do is think it. And it appears in the hologram because you're outside of time. And everything's a copy machine. Everything happened at the cross. G, Golgotha, it is finished. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Number 7. 7 is the number of completion. 7 days in a week. 7 years. Every time, I heard one time, a long time ago, every 7 years, the man's body changes every 7 years. And a person's life changes. The land rested on the 7th year. God rested on the 7th day. It is finished. Number 7, which is G, means it is finished. It's finished. God rested on the 7th day. I'm resting today. I've been trying to work too much. I've been working 12-hour days every day to try to get something accomplished. To be free financially, but it's just taking longer than I thought it would. I might have to chill, take a chill pill. I'm close, but I'm not there yet. I see it. I see the promised land, but I just haven't. I even went into fasting. I shaved my head and went into fasting. As a war, as a symbol of war. You know, when you go in the military, they shave your head. I set a war against debt. I set a war against Babylon. I set a war against these gas prices and these food prices. I've been fasting like crazy. I set myself in a war. But you can't, even if you're in a war, you need some rest, right? I was waiting on the internet to kick back on so the website's back up. So I'm going to upload this to my website. I'll probably upload it to Spreaker too if it's something important that comes to my mind. I usually just upload if it's important stuff, you know. If I'm going about my day and the Holy Spirit shows me something, I'll usually just do a recording. But I've been so preoccupied, a thought will go through my mind and it... Because I've been preoccupied, I can't before. You have to train yourself to pay attention, right? So you'll have it's like a small, still voice, and you'll have that go through your mind. And if you're not aware or awake, you're not listening because you're preoccupied. It'll go through your mind. You'll catch it, but then you'll say, I can remember that, and you forget it. I used to write it all down, and then I got lazy. because I get good at remembering it. And then I notice now I have to write it back down, keep a piece of paper with me. Keep a piece of paper in my sock and a pen in my sock. If I need to write something down, I write it down. Because God is always speaking. God, Jesus is the word. People say, well, God don't speak today. Yeah, he does. He's always speaking. He's actually speaking through you, whether you know it or not. He's speaking through everything, every situation, everywhere, all the time. It's just, and it's the same truth. The source code is turning. And no matter where you're at, the same truth is hitting you. It's just a matter if you're ready to submit to it, you know. If you really want to make some people mad, say, wives, obey your husbands. That makes people mad. I mean, it even makes the men mad because they know they got the Jezebel ruling over them. Why would the man get mad at that? The reason is he's got a Jezebel ruling him. Why would a preacher get mad at that? Because he's got Jezebels in his congregation. When you hit absolute truth, somebody made a comment today or yesterday, or when I don't get to see them when they happen because my phone doesn't send me notifications. And I rarely check the computer. I check the computer probably, it was every day. Then it went to once a week. Now maybe it's once every 3 days or something like that. So I don't get to check the computer much because the internet was down for a week. But I try to check the comments, and sometimes they show up on the phone, sometimes they don't. But anyway, somebody said today that they love the truth. And those who love absolute truth, you'll kind of be ostracized and you'll pretty much be alone. If you pray and God will send a few people your way to go along with you. But most of the time when you stand on the truth, you'll be by yourself. You might have one or two that stand with you for a season. Some people stand with you for a lifetime. You know, that's the ideal thing, you know. Have some friends who love the truth that will stand with you for a lifetime. And when they rebuke you, it's best to take rebuke. If they rebuke me, it's best to take. They tried to rebuke me about eating sugar for many years, and I didn't listen. I didn't believe it. Now I know it's the truth. I just took some whey protein with some olive oil and some sesame seed oil, and it's like perfect. It's like perfect feeling. Everything seems to be perfect health-wise. It's like it's all your muscles, your eyes, your digestion, your no pain, no anxiousness. That extra virgin olive oil. I took some MCT oil and some sesame seed oil. Now, I've got some other oils. I'm just experimenting which one's the best. But that, and also ate some almonds, I think. Almonds. Honey-baked almonds. It might have had a little bit of sugar and not much. If you can stay under 25 grams, you're good. But it's hot outside. I don't feel it. It's like, as long as you stay hydrated, drink a lot of water. And the water I drink is the Dasani. It seems to be doesn't have as much poison in it. Your tap water and your other bottled water seems to have poison. When you drink some water, you can just tell. Does it go down smooth? Does it refresh, or does it give you this weird taste? I mean, does it give you this weird feeling? You know, you can tell if water's good. Just go by, when you drink water, just go by how it feels. If it feels right, if it's got BP, plastic chemicals, purified water, enhanced with minerals. This does have a reverse osmosis, but it has magnesium sulfate, potassium chloride. Purified by reverse osmosis. Here's what you can do. Here's something I'm trying. Every time I get a payment from Uber or Lyft or DoorDash or my job or a renter, or I put $5 or $10 in savings. Now I am investing. I'm putting money investing. I'm investing all the time. With my tips, I'm investing. But I'm also remodeling. I'm investing in rental property, but I'm also investing in some crypto and some stocks and some options. My goal is to get good at rolling options as an income. Eventually, hopefully, I can make enough to do that. But it's a process. The main thing is your health. If you've got your health, you're wealthy. And if you cut back sugar, you'll be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Because sugar affects everything. It affects your motivation. It affects your mental state, everything. You've been poisoned your whole life. And you have to get mad about it. Because until you realize that sugar's a poison, you have to get really mad about it. Cain killed Abel. Sugar cane. Sugar takes away your ability for longevity and health and mental health. Cain killed Abel. Sugar cane. Cain can't. Abel is able. The words reveal the hologram. The root code is the flesh versus the spirit. And so man is trying to do everything in the energy of flesh, but God says, no, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. And I notice when I do some Uber runs and I just say, okay, I'm not going to try to make a million. It just, people start tipping. You know, when you're in peace, things just flow better. Opportunities arise, but when you're under stress and trying to push and make it happen, things don't just flow. Then when a situation opens up, when the door opens up, it could be some free material for remodel, it could be anything. It could be a job, it could be whatever it is. Any door that opens, you got to be willing to get up and do something about it, you know. Any door that opens, you got to do something about it. And sometimes you do things by faith, and you don't know how you're going to make it, but you just do it by faith, because every moment's by faith, really. Everything's by faith. You can set goals and set a destiny, but sometimes they change, you know. Sometimes the goal changes. And that's all right if the goal changes. Change with it. Go with the flow. You don't have to be stagnated in one method or one system or one way, because God might say that's the wrong way. It might be the right way for a season, but then it might be a different way after the season's over. I think people understand what I'm saying. Y'all already know this. You already know deep down inside, you know, because all you have to do is look at the birds, look at the trees, and look at the squirrels, and just watch what they do. One day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. There's enough evil for today. Do what you can do today. Get your house in order. Get your tools in order. Get your clothes in order, get your finances, get everything in order right now. And then when God sees that you're able to manage what you have now, he'll give you more to manage. It's all about managing his stuff anyway. You inherit the earth. You pretty much are inheriting the earth, but you gotta manage, you gotta be able to manage it. And your body ship, you gotta manage it. You gotta brush your teeth. You can get some dental stuff really cheap at MetLife. Really cheap. If you can get your dental as priority, put your dental as priority, because you got to eat, right? You got to take care of your teeth. That's your priority. Get your dental. Cut out sugar. Start knocking some debt out. If you got too much, start, hit the small stuff first. Then you'll have a little bit of breather. And then hit the next side, the next smallest. And just keep going. Anyway, I'm just talking. I'm just going to upload this to my server. Looked like it got 100 hits today. It was getting a lot of hits before it crashed. So I need to go ahead and promote it. I'll promote it. It's HTTP. It's not HTTPS. It's not a secure server, but there's nobody has access to it but me. And I don't know how to retrace somebody's IP to where they are, or find out, or hack a computer. So it's a server. It's a Linux server. And it's really fast. It's really reliable. I have to update it like once a week or once a month. And the thing runs itself. And it just sits in the corner and runs. And I can tap into it from my other computer. I can tap into it from the phone. I can tap into it from China or Russia or Mexico or wherever. It's just sitting there. And if I get good enough to put a WordPress on it, when I find the time, I might just pay somebody. Then it could be like a real deal. But right now, you can listen to the audio and download it for free. It does cost me probably a little bit. I'm paying a monthly fee, and I'm not using the internet a whole lot now. I mean, there's really nothing else. I mean, the only thing I would use the internet for, I mean, all the foolishness on there, it's a waste of time. When you could be doing something, learning a trade, doing something outside, planting a garden, painting your house, tilling your land, whatever it is. You could be doing something to make some money instead of sitting on a computer. And if somebody wanted to download it, they could just download it to their phone and listen. They don't even have to depend on the computer to be up, because there might be high traffic. I don't know how that works, but the high traffic might slow it down. But if you download the audio, you can listen while you're working outside or something. Maybe I'll start a series about the fundamentals. Once saved, always saved. The rapture. Eternal security, which is once saved, always saved. Faith alone is proven in Ephesians, in Romans, in Colossians, in all of them. Faith alone is even in Genesis. Abraham believed God and it was counted for righteousness' sake. It's faith alone, people. So, you get that? You understand walking in the Spirit is not by rules. It's love and truth, agape and truth. And you just start living it. You walk it out, and every day's the same. And you can put a seed today, and it'll show back tomorrow. And it'll show back next week, and it'll show back. It'll bounce back, because we're in a copy machine. That's why he said, be fruitful and multiply. Multiplication. It's just a copy. Be fruitful and multiply. You put the seed in the ground and it makes a copy. Every thought is a creates a copy. Every word creates a copy. Every idea creates a copy. Every concept creates a copy. Every husband and wife can make a copy in the baby. Every job is reproduction, makes a copy. All the waitresses, they just wait on tables every day, copy. All your jobs are just repeat copies. Rental property, you rent the one, they leave, you rent to another. You rent the one, they leave, you rent to another. Rent to another one. It's just a copy. So storage facilities, I'm looking at a storage facility now. They're just copies. They got numbers. They're just copies. The trees are copies. The blades of grass are copies. The cities are just copies. The Wendy's just has a bunch of franchises or copies. It's a copy machine. And what's the root of that? What's the archetype of it? God is making copies of his son, Jesus. And when you see Jesus, you'll be like him. So right now you're going through the reproduction process. Every day is a new day. Moment by moment, you're being reproduced. You're being renewed in the inner man. The outward man perishes, but the inner man's renewed every day. And so every day is a copy, and every day is an approach to source, and Jesus is source. So you're approaching the mind of Christ, which is source code. And so your thoughts, your words, your ideas, everything that you do creates a copy. If I try to be a workaholic, that's a bad copy. But if I work and rest, that's a good copy, because why? The universe is built on that. God works 6 days, he rests on the seventh. That's how the universe works. You need to rest. You need to work. Plan. God had a plan. You line up with the universe. And it's God's universe. And if you line up with the archetypes, the archetypes, A-R-C-H-E, E is spirit type, the overarching spiritual typology, archetype, overarching spiritual type. If you line up with that, everything in the natural has to follow after and flow good.